how's things doing?
Things are quieting down a bit, sir. Did you receive the morning report from the White House, sir?
No.
You did not?
I may have received it. I haven't seen it.
Right, sir. But I'll start then with the information that we have based on that, sir. In South Vietnam, we've had two incidents of attack by the Viet Cong. One of them was near Duc Ho, which is 20 miles west of Saigon, sir. They overran a RVN battalion and killed 34 Viet Cong, a body count, and captured three of them. The RVN suffered 44 killed, 40 wounded, and three missing. There were no U.S. casualties in this. But Vietnamese reinforced the unit and the Viet Cong disengaged, sir. So that is not continuing. The other incident, sir, was in Tu Marong, which is about 60 miles southwest of Penang, sir. Two Viet Cong battalions attacked the district headquarters and the friendlies counterattacked by one company and two platoons. Air support was dispatched. It's not effective due to weather, and the town fell at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So there were quite a few escapees from the South Vietnamese, sir. The weather is delaying action in that area, sir, so we don't know the up-to-date situation there, but we've had no U.S. casualties that we know of, sir. And we've had an accident, in Ben Hoa. This morning, a grenade accidentally discharged in a cargo compartment of a truck carrying U.S. and Australian personnel. And our casualties were one U.S. and two Australians killed, two U.S. and 10 Australians wounded. This was not, of course, due to hostile action, and the cause is being investigated. The latest casualties in the bombing of the restaurant in Saigon, sir, are 7 U.S. military killed, 4 U.S. civilians killed, 1 U.S. merchant marine killed, and 2 other contagions killed, for a total of 15 U.S., sir. In addition, we've had 13 U.S. military wounded, 2 U.S. civilians wounded.
Down on that floating ship.
Hey, pardon, sir?
Is that on that floating restaurant?
Yes, that is, sir. So that's a total of 32 killed, with 17 Vietnamese, 15 U.S. in that, and 42 people wounded, including 27 Vietnamese, 15 military, sir. In San Domingo, sir, it's quiet now. The Imbert's forces have demonstrated an increasing ability to control the country. Appears to be stepping its determination to have its own way. We've had an action in St. Francisco Marcos yesterday, in which the loyalists killed 6 rebels and captured 40, and they suffered 12 Dominican Army personnel casualties. There were no U.S. casualties in that. The Paraguayan Rifle Company has arrived in the Dominican Republic, sir. Morning.
How many?
That's a moment, sir. No. 184 people, sir. We had an air crash at El Toro. I think you know about that, sir.
Any information on the cause?
No. The investigation's in process, sir. As you know, the weather was very bad, and the plane apparently flew in either due to engine failure or due to bad weather into a hill shortly after it took off. We do not know the reason it's being investigated, sir. I think that's just about everything.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.